Oké, welkom bij everybody. Kérem, mindenki foglaljon helyet. Következő előadónk Imene Ben Abdelghany az Eremi NAPLIFE nemzeti laborjából, és nagy intenzitású lézerkísérletek nanoplazmonikus iongyorsítás és fúzió területén. Imani, the stage is yours, and now we can switch to English, but the audience can continue reading the Hungarian slides. So please take your seat and enjoy the show.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm Imen from Wigner Research Center for Physics, and I'm going to talk about a high-intensity laser experiment on nanoplasmonic ion acceleration and fusion. This is for the NAPLIFE project, which has the collaboration with NLTL group from University of Szeged. And the target provided used in the experiment are from colleague from BME University and from Eli Alps in Szeged. So the NAPLIFE research team consists of four main groups. The theoretical group focus on modeling and simulation, and it guides the target fabrication group, which focus on nanocomposite preparation. As I am part of laser group, we focus on irradiating laser targets at high intensity femtosecond laser passes, and also a spectroscopy group focus on target fabrication. All the publication of this NAPLIFE collaboration can be seen under this web address. In general, the aim of this experiment, we focus on studying laser meta and laser plasma interactions using nanostructure targets to enhance the energy absorption and also examine the plasmonic effect and the investigation of efficient ion acceleration. We are exploring fusion reaction by accelerated ions for proton, boron, and deuterium fusion and detection of fusion products. We are working toward to optimize or develop efficient targets for compact fusion, even at below 100 millijoule of laser energy range. So let's start a little bit here, where the first investigation of the proton-boron reaction, where the proton interacts with boron isotope, leading to the production of three high energetic 3 alpha particles. This is a neutronic fusion, and this reaction can serve as alpha particle source, but it requires higher ignition temperature. Plasma. And if we look at the cross-section comparison with the proton-boron reaction and different other reaction, the energy of resonance peak is around 100 times higher than, for example, in the case of deuterium-tritium. And this means that the proton-boron was not considered as a good candidate for many years. However, there is good motivation to study this as considered as an advanced fusion reaction, as it is a neutronic fusion reaction, and it's it gives a relatively good cross-section and a proton resonance energy of the main one at proton energy of 675 keV, and the secondary one is at 160 keV proton energy. And this is very promising for a laser-driven approach. So the generation of alpha particle from proton-boron fusion can be studied in two configurations, the pitcher catcher and in target. In the case of the in pitcher catcher configuration, this first geometry, the proton are accelerated from hydrogen-rich targets. So the here the polymer foil acts as a pitcher, and the accelerated ion from laser hit the target, a boron target, which is a catcher, and initiating the proton boron reaction and producing alpha particles. In the second pitcher catcher sketch, this geometry, the proton are accelerated from the clusters. And in the second configuration in targets, both boron and hydrogen are in single atoms are in single target. And if the target is thin enough, then we can produce alpha particle from both sides, backward and forward of the direction of the target, if it is thin enough. And if we look at the literature over the past, sorry, over the past 20 years ago, since 2005, the laser-driven proton boron has shown an increase in alpha particle, reaching 10 to 10 alpha per steradian per shots. For both the configuration and pitcher catcher in the green color and in targets. In our recent work, we reviewed the numerical estimation of alpha particle yield using this as a geometry of pitcher catcher. The pitcher is hydrogen jet clusters. And after with the calculation of stream Monte Carlo for the stopping power in in boron targets, we estimate the optimum thickness of the boron to be 25 micrometer. And we assume in 10 to 11 proton per shots and cutoff energy of 1.5 MeV, the estimated alpha particle yield is 10 to 7 alpha per shots, which is very quite promising for such a compact laser-driven setup. Related now to the NAPLIFE project, the indication of proton-boron laser-induced fusion experiments at ELI, ALPS in Szeged, using C laser at high intensity, 10 to 18 watt per square centimeter, and the energy was 25 millijoule using the targets of UDMA, UDMA target with boron nitride and doped with gold nanorods. And this is the CR39 charge distribution. For the shows the number of impact traces as a function of diameter of these traces. And it shows that in the there is a secondary peak in the around the 12 micrometer corresponds to the alpha particle emission. Also, energy deposition observed in the targets containing gold nanorods indicated by the increasing in the volume of the craters. This image of the crater created by laser shots at low energy, 10 millijoule, and at high energy for both targets with the doped with gold nanorods and without gold nanorods. And if we look at the comparison, the intensity dependence of the volume crater, the intensity is increasing with the crater volume increasing with the significantly when the nanorods are present. But in the case of the target without nanorods, the volume changes almost linearly, very little changes. Corresponds to that the gold gold nanorods are enhancing the energy deposition in the target. Now I'm going to start with the moving to the experiments at Wigner Research Center for Physics. We use high intensity femtosecond laser passes. The maximum energy of 30 millijoule at 800 nanometer of wavelength, and 40 minimum pass duration of 40 femtosecond. And the peak intensity is above 10 to 17 watt per square centimeter. The experiment operates in high vacuum system including targets and detector chambers designed for the study of laser matter and laser plasma interactions. And for the ion diagnostics, we use Thomson parabola spectrometer, and this is the real image of it inside the target, inside the detector chamber. And with the theoretical principle of it. And for ion detectors, we use CR39 plates. This is for the study of the particle flux, spatial distribution, and ion species, and also energy. And our colleague from Wigner, he developed a high-performance alpha particle detector and enable us to detect the alpha particles during the experiment. I just wanted to show here the difference in the particle jets based on the solid target thickness. When the target is thick, the particle jets are emitted in the backward one direction. And if the target is thin enough, then the particle jets can be emitted in both directions, backward and forward. And as we have our ion detectors, the Thomson parabolic mirror, in the forward direction, we just did a test measurement of the aluminium foil target and the polymer target at 25 millijoule. And in this trace of the proton trace, each trace, sorry, correspond to the specific mass to charge ratio. So the maximum energy we gain for the aluminium foil is around 300 keV. And in the case of the polymer foil, it is around 160 keV. But this target polymer was not thin enough. It was a bit thicker. And as it is only test measurements, but it can serve as a promising acceleration efficiency. We are still working on that. And this is for the Wigner. I'm now going to show the setup at the experimental setup at Wigner as Eli Alps in Szeged. This is the vacuum chamber. It contains the target chamber and detectors. The Thomson parabolic meter, spectrometer for backward and forward. They have both direction. And the setup consists of several critical components. So the laser enters to the chamber and reflects it to several rectangular mirrors. And focus to the target at 45 degree using Thomson off-axis parabolic mirror at 45 degree to focus to the center of the target chamber to the and the two Thomson parabolic spectrometer placed along the target normal for both direction. And this is the top view of the chamber, target chamber, which contains several critical components, CR39 plates, and some our alpha particle detectors, and also pitcher catcher setup. And this is an awesome picture of our professors inside the lab. Okay, this is the different target we use, UDMA target polymer, with doped. We also boron nitride and deuterium. We have thick targets, thin targets, and doped with gold nanorods and without gold nanorods. And those gold nanorods are resonance at the used wavelength of 800 nanometer. And this is the absorption spectrum of the nanocomposites measured by the optical spectroscopy. These nanogold rods are in this polymer targets are randomly oriented, as you can see from here. So, but the, if we increase the density of these nanorods, then it will tend to stick to each other, and this will we will lose our, the resonance and practical effectiveness of those gold nanorods. But a better approach would be to implant the aligned nanorods into the target, and those are new targets with oriented nanorods directed in the quartz substrate. And we already tested these targets, and we are still testing the in the experiments. Are very promising, actually. And this is the pictures of the targets mounted in the holder. Here, the thin targets in the first row, and the second row, the thick targets, and here, the oriented target in the quartz substrate. Here, the picture of the crater created by the laser shots. And here is the crater I took with the microscope just to see how it looks like, the, this crater. This is a sample Thomson parabola spectra for thin targets, where we can detect, as it is thin target, the particles are emitted in both direction, forward and backward. And one example of the evaluating of these shots, this is a parabola image with the calculated parameters, which shows for each trace is each trace is correspond to the ion of specific mass to charge ratio, and the beginning of each parabola is the highest energy ion detected, and the maximum energy proton energy detected here is approximately 380 keV. And for these shots, the output signal from the our detector covered by 2 micrometer of thin foil target to block the low energy ions to and the contains 2 peaks. So the first peak, which is faster, corresponds to the proton or X-ray emission, and for the second proton for the second peak after time of flight of 2 to 28 nanosecond, which is delayed due to the low velocity, and the distance from the target to the diode detector with the time of flight with these parameters. And with the calculation of kinetic energy, we could reach the energy, a proton energy of 380 for this shot. Okay. And in general, and just perspectives in the future, still far, but this what this research could lead to, just a clean and safe and flexible energy with a small and efficient fusion system that provides sustainable power and energy independence in the future. So, question of CPEN, and thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Imene. You are working on the future energy for us, which is very appreciable. So, Kérdések, questions from the audience? Cannot see anybody. Nobody wants to volunteer? Ah, okay, please.
Sorry. I'd like to ask the question, why you chose gold nanorods instead of any other substances? What qualities made you go with gold?
I don't hear clearly. Maybe. Why gold
So,
minerals?
is why gold is
Yeah.
the material you are using?
Are resonant at the our wavelength, what we use 800 nanometer. And you can see from here this peak, this absorption spectrum, this one. This absorption spectrum of the nanocomposite measured in the optical spectroscopy. And you see the at 800 nanometer, which this wavelength we are using in our lab. This is resonant at this wavelength. Yeah, this is the.
Tomas wants to make some remark, please.
Just a little comment. I understood your question, why gold and not silver, iron, or something else?
Ah.
Because gold is the best for the so-called plasmonic effect, which is a collective motion of electrons and the laser photons together. So especially gold and silver are the most resonant, having the best dielectric constant to resonate to the laser pulses.
Okay, further questions? Maybe I would have one more. So, can you go back to the slide with the craters and just let us know
The
that
creators.
you had a picture with the craters?
Sorry, what is that?
Oh, no, it was over there somewhere.
Here.
Yeah. So, what is the typical size of a crater in diameter and in depth in general, just to have a view of the young guys to see that what is the amount of energy it gives through the.
This is the picture of
Yes,
the
yes, yes, yes.
in. Okay, this is the picture of the craters created during laser shots.
Yeah, but
For
what's
low
the
energy
typical
and
size
high,
of
sorry.
what is the typical size in
Size of
size of
the.
the craters? Yeah. You have something on the slides which is
I
better
have
than.
only the volume of each crater, but
I
the
know there
size.
is what is 100 micrometer or what you have on the.
This is, yes, it is not clear to see how,
Yeah.
yeah, 100 micrometer.
Micrometer, 100. Tomas.
And this is one, yeah, actually 100.
So the white bar is 100 micrometer, so you can see that it's few hundred micrometer is the total diameter of the,
Almost.
almost, yeah. Okay. But this is deep. Okay. Any further questions or remarks? If not, let's thank Simene again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.